Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is indeed a great pleasure to welcome back to our studios the one and only, the world-famous Eddie Dillon is here. Welcome back, Eddie.
I am just delighted to be here once again. How many times has this been?
I don't know. I think it's going to be getting close to 20 times over all the years. Eddie was one of the very first guests on Conducting Conversations. 16 years ago, I guess, 17.
Oh, my gosh.
And since then, we've done every St. Patrick's Day. So you're the most consistent guest of all the, very fortunate for me, thousands that have been on the air with me over the years, and you're the most consistent.
Well, that's just my nature, consistency.
Eddie, of course, for those of you that might need a little refreshing, is an Irish singer, guitar player, composer, all-around good guy, toured for many years with the Clancy Brothers, and is still actively participating in gigs all around. As a matter of fact, getting ready for St. Patrick's Day, you're going to be leaving tomorrow for Florida.
I'm jumping on the plane and heading to Punta Gorda.
Punta Gorda.
Yeah, playing at the Fisherman's Village.
Fisherman's Village. So if you're listening down in beautiful, sunny Florida, check it out. Tuesday night, he'll be... Or Tuesday afternoon, which is it usually?
It's late afternoon, yeah. And I'll be playing with my amazing bass player, Mark Fitzpatrick, and we have a stage crew, a lighting crew, it's a video crew. It's going to be, I get to be a star one day a year, and that's it.
Well, the rest of the time, you're keeping yourself busy by performing all around the area, certainly around New England, Cape Cod, and a regular gig you have now on Friday nights, right?
On Friday nights, I've been in West Harwich at a place called the West Harwich Tavern, and I'll be there right through April, and I'm not sure my dates in the summer, but I'll definitely be there. It's a fantastic place.
So check it out. Once again, the name of the pub?
The West Harwich Inn.
West Harwich Inn. It's kind of a traditional pub atmosphere?
It's very traditional. It's in the basement of a B&B, and what I love about it, it's the old Cape. Everybody's really genuinely friendly, mm-hmm. and just a great atmosphere.
Now, going back a few years again to refresh people's memory, you grew up in the Boston area.
Yes, I did.
You're an Irish Catholic Boston kid, right?
I sure am. Yeah, all my grandparents are from the old side.
All right. And started with a love of Irish music and then found yourself at one point actually playing with the Clancy Brothers.
It started off with one of the Clancy Brothers' daughter, Aoife, who we'll talk about some more later on. But Aoife and I were a duo, and then that was the early 90s. In the mid-90s, her father gave me a call and asked me to play one gig with the Clancy Brothers, which ended up being a number of years touring the United States.
One gig a number of years long.
Yeah, all over the U.S. and Ireland, too. That was a thrill.
All right. That's amazing. You know, there's so many great stories, and you have such an interesting life as far as performing and getting around. We want to talk a lot about that. But let's get some Irish flavor going here early in the show in celebration of St. Patrick's Day. And this is one of my favorite tunes that you wrote called Bobber's Lament, correct?
You got it.
And it's a tribute to Eddie's hair. Every time he'd walk into the barber shop, the barber would say, oh, no.
Yeah, there's a lot of lamentation going on. ¶¶
Have everybody in the St. Patrick's Day mood. It's a great time of celebration. And, you know, going back through your tremendous showbiz career, if you will, there must be some highlights. I know we talked about the Clancy's earlier, and that was pretty amazing. Are there any St. Patrick's Day stories that stand out in your head? I know I'm kind of surprising you with this, but there must be some time where somebody did something, or you did something, or you were in, you know, Africa or something.
Well, one of my favorite St. Patrick's Day stories was from 1978. We were playing in, I think it's Tiverton. There was a place there called the
Tiverton, Rhode Island.
Tiverton, Rhode Island.
I'm expecting stories of, you know, somewhere in San Francisco or Paris, but you're talking Tiverton, Rhode Island.
No, this is worth it. It's a place called the Stonebridge Inn.
Okay.
Stonebridge Inn, which is now a CVS. Of course. And a woman owned it. Her name was Helen O'Connell, and she was actually a famous star in the 1940s. And her son and she were running this place. But anyway, I had just started off with a band called The Shenanigans, who are still going. And we were playing there on St. Patrick's Day in their theater. The theater probably was a 400 or 500-seater. Place was jammed, and we were on stage and having a real ball. And we started into one of the, I think it was the drums, the bang, the cymbals clang, and we started singing. And people just jumped out of their chairs and started doing a conga line around this theater, which was all well and good until the conga line decided to try to get up on the stage with us, at which point I had a very dear friend, Peter Shields, who was like 6'6", big fella, a gentle bear, but he had the presence of mind to jump up out of a chair and stand in front of the conga line like a big bouncer and got the conga line to move to the side.
Diverted the line.
And we survived.
You survived.
We survived.
Survived the conga line.
Yes, we did.
So yeah. things just happen on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, my gosh.
It's one of those times.
Yep.
And talking about things that happen, music comes, in my mind, very easy to you. You've written a number of songs. Any number come to your head? 20, 50?
Well, it's over 1,000.
Over 1,000.
Over 1,000.
Over 1,000. So yeah. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Including that last one that we heard, Bobber's Lament, which is one of our favorites. You have several CDs out, which are still available, right? People can
They're on iTunes.
On iTunes.
iTunes so and Amazon.
Eddie Dillon, Just the Way It Sounds, and check out his recordings.
Yep.
All right. Well, now we're in the mood. What are we going to next here? This is about Tell That Girl. What do you want to tell her?
Well, this is speaking of touring, because this song was written when I was touring with the Clancy brothers, because there were two brothers, Bobby and Patty. They were the senior members of the group, and Bobby's son Finbar, who is now touring with the High Kings, doing very well. We'll talk even more about them, because I just saw them 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Down the Cape.
All right.
Yeah, and they did a fantastic show at Cape Cod Community College. And but anyway, Finbar and I were working together, and he was madly in love with Grania. And just to flash forward, a few years later, they got married, and they're still living in Ireland, two lovebirds, and done very well for themselves. But back then, Finbar was in his 20s, and he was so upset if he'd call home and Grania didn't pick up the phone immediately, like she was supposed to be waiting for him. And he would just, and then when she finally called, he'd be, okay, she's okay, nothing to worry about. And then 2 days later, he'd be all upset. Well, anyway, this song was written for Finbar and Grania, and it's called Tell That Girl. Finally started brokenhearted on the day the band departed on a tour of one-night stands, old hotels and sweet loving fans. Tell that girl I'm coming home. Heart's as heavy as a stone. Tell that woman, hey, I've been true. My heart belongs to none but you. Planes and trains and old bus stations, worn out nerve, strained relations. Had his late, wouldn't get up today. Bobby's saying it's the last time he'll play. Tell that girl I'm coming home. Heart's as heavy as a stone. Tell that woman that I've been true. My heart belongs to none but you. Train in the station, ticket for two. We'll follow these rails, just me and you. So stay with me. Big wheels keep rolling, I'm kissing you too. This heartland's forever, just me and you. So stay. Got a ticket to love land, love. Got a ticket to love land, love. got a ticket to love land. Love got a ticket to love. La 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 la. Tell that girl I'm coming home. Heart's as heavy as a stone. Tell the woman that I've been true. My heart belongs to none but you. None but you.
Eddie Dillon is our special guest tonight on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're in that St. Patrick's Day mood. And Eddie, earlier we talked about Aoife Clancy, who's also been on the show many times, daughter of Bobby Clancy, right?
Correct.
And you get to talk and see with her and perform with her every once in a while, and have done so for many, many years. And we need an update on Aoife.
Well, Aoife has been in North Carolina now for, I'd say, going on 5 years. And she comes up here fairly frequently. She's not performing, but she'll be visiting in March, heading home to Ireland. And my wife and I visited her this summer down in, she's right outside of Asheville. It's a fantastic town. And but Aoife and I performed together back in the early 90s. We were a duo for several years before she joined a band called Cherish the Ladies and ended up touring worldwide with them.
Right.
And then after she left Cherish the Ladies, her career continued with actually some performances with Symphony. She played with the Boston Pops, Cincinnati Symphony, and came out with a number of solo CDs, including songs written by me. Yay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it was great. And occasionally we still get together and do some music together. It's really great. But she's also been performing with her beau, and Bill Elliott is his name. And they have a band together called Celtic Confusion. And they've been... Well, they've done some tours up here. They're playing around North Carolina and still keeping themselves busy.
Okay, we have a tune by them called Lake Isle.
Make me a cup and fashion it with silver, please. And draw no fighting figures there, for I swear I am a man of peace. And let there be no sign of war, no bitter feuds or quarreling, but friends and wine and happy talk, and nights where we may sit and sing. A cup of peace, a cup of wine, enough to make this world divine. I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree. A small cabin built there of clay and wattles may. 90 rows will I have there, and a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the peel-out clay. I shall have some peace there. Peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning to where the crickets sing. Fair midnight, solid glimmer, and noon, a purple glow. evening is full of the linnet's wing. And I will arise and go now, for always night and day. I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore, while I stand on the roadway or on the pavement gray. I hear it in the deep heart's I will rise and go now, and go to Innisfree. A small cabin built there of clay and wattles made. Nine bee rows will I have there, and a hive for the honeybee, and live alone in the peat-loud clay, and live alone in the peat-loud clay.
Beautiful music. We have another one by Aoife that we want to talk about. Let's get that in as quickly as possible.
Sure. This is Aoife with Bill Elliott, and they're playing a Tim O'Brien song.
To the other, stepping into the here and now. Don't know which way I'm going, but I will get there anyhow. Got this far with no direction, calling my nose to where I stand. A lonesome road I have to travel, sit right down in the promised land.
Sister, come and walk beside me. Till our pathways do divide. Nothing much but love to give you. Even less have I to
in the springtime. So many questions on my mind. Summer came and left me waiting. Not one answer I could find. See you in the Rocky Mountains. I feel you on the Great North Sea. It's a lonesome road that I've been traveling, but you will always be with me.
Brother, come and walk beside me. Till our pathways do divide. Nothing much but
love to give you.
Even less have I to hide.
I hear laughter in the thunder. I feel comfort on the wind. I see hope in hopeless faces. Someday they will love again. People come and walk beside me till our pathways do divide. Nothing much but love to give you, even less had I to hide. Nothing much but love to give you, even less had I to hide.
Beautiful music, and Eddie, we have kind of an interesting one here because it features both Aoife and Bobby Clancy, right?
Yes, this is off the second CD that Bobby recorded at my studio, and it's an old song called Hori Horo, and Aoife and Bobby do this as a duo.
Hori Horo, and that's like a folk song, a traditional Irish song?
It is.
All right.
Yeah.
So that'll help us stay in the mood.
Hori Horo, my buddy wee girl. Hori Horo, my fair one. Will ye come away, my love, to be my own, my rare one? Smiling the land, smiling the sea, sweet is the smell of the heather. Would we be asking of life for more, my own, my darling Mary? Hori Horo, my bonny wee girl. Hori Horo, my fair one. Will ye come away, my love, to be my own, my rare one?
All the day long out by the quay, out by the shore in the gloaming, stepping it lightly with dancing feet, then we together hoping.
Hori Horo, my bunny wee girl. Hori Horo, my fair one. Will ye come away, my love, to be my own, my rare one? After a life singing along, stepping it lightsome and airy, would we be asking of life for more, my own, my darling Mary? Hori Horo, my bunny wee girl. Hori Horo, my fair one. Will ye come away, my love, to be my own, my rare one?
Happy week of St. Patrick's Day, everyone. I'm Mike Mano here on Conducting Conversations with one of my favorite guests, the one and only Eddie Dillon is here.
Thanks, Mike.
And Eddie has been around a long time with me, playing. We've actually done shows together on a couple of occasions and some appearances together.
Some of my favorites were out on Block Island.
Yeah. And, it was a great time out there. And always a crowd favorite. I've had the opportunity to hire Eddie on occasion to entertain at some large parties. And you still doing that kind of thing?
I sure am.
So
I
you sure are am. Available for hire, as they say.
I am. In fact, one of the things I almost forgot to mention is I've been performing lately with a fellow by the name of Jack Radcliffe. He's also known as Ragtime Jack Radcliffe. He's in the Ragtime Hall of Fame. Many people would recognize him from Newport and Boston, but he's also toured all over the United States and still continues to do so. And he and I will be performing in Mattapoisett at a place called The Captain and the Walrus. We'll be there March 25th and April 22nd. So he is just a force to be reckoned with. He's not only an amazing piano player, but he is taken up Irish fiddle tunes. And so you come to see our show, you'll hear everything from Harvest Home and the Irish traditional thing to Moe's Allison. So it's just wild.
Excellent. All right. So a very diversified program. People want to get a hold of you, they can do so by going to your website, which is eddiedillon.com. Can't be any easier than that.
Yeah, right.
And get a hold of Eddie. You will not be disappointed. He always knows how to handle a crowd. So it's always good to hear him playing again. Talking about your playing, you have sort of a history of being influenced by people. We're going to get to that in a moment, but you have other interests besides just guitar playing. Composer.
Composing has been, I've always thought of myself primarily as a songwriter, and as well as I write instrumentals in there, but instrumentals are just collections of melodies. And so melody is really, really important to me. But as a composer, I really stretched my wings. Starting about 3 or 4 years ago, I started working on a musical called Rise, and I've got it to the point where the book is done. A lot of the songs, or all the songs, are recorded, and I'm going to be re-recording the whole thing this coming year.
So, I think I figured it out. Rise is Rhode Island Songs by Eddie.
How did you know that?
No, that's not true. I made that up. But it does work.
It does work.
What does Rise stand for?
Rise is actually the feeling I want people to have when they leave the show.
Okay.
They've risen to a happier place.
Excellent. All right. So that's keeping you busy. That has been a long time working on that project, several years, right?
I think if you look at the history of other people writing musicals, you'll find that a lot of shows are 10 years in cooking. And
not overnight.
It's not overnight, yeah. And I'm a plugger, and I just keep sort of plug away at it.
All right, and this song is from that show?
This is the opening sequence.
There's some stars I can see, and they're winking at me, so they must be a friend or a cousin. Each morning they're there, and if I say a dare, then I know that they're all up to something. There's a bear on the prowl who's a friend to an owl, who's a pal to a deer in the meadow. You can borrow some feathers and make your own wings, then fly yourself over the heather. You will rise. You will rise. You will rise. Rise. brothers made the queen. They say that I'm a fairy princess, not sure if I believe. My wings have yet to fly me, my magic's just begun. So here's some fairy dust that I will share with everyone. We will rise. We will rise. Rise. And if you dream of flying, I hope you'll go with me. With these winged creatures and a promise you will see. The winds will hold us up aloft, we'll kiss the mountainside. Just when you think you're falling, I promise you will rise. You will rise. You will rise.
Eddie, you've mentioned to me on occasion that you've been influenced by not only Clancy's, but your father was an influence on your early musical career, correct?
He was. He was a wannabe musician. He never really played any instruments, but he loved to sing, and he encouraged me to be creative in all of the different things that I do. And always made me feel like it was a worthwhile endeavor.
Now, support.
Totally, yeah. Now, his mother, my grandmother, Nora Flanagan Dillon, she played 13 instruments. So when wow. I grew up, it was always music around.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a lot of people in my life that have been very influential. Of course, the Clancy family, a lot of them call me Cousin Eddie to this day. My many friends in the music business, and but these next two songs are this first one is written about my dad. It's called Somebody's Hero.
Used to be somebody's hero, to a little boy who loved you so well. Wherever you go, could believe every story you tell. Out dancing with Russians, lighting old Prussians, loving French women in the taste of new wine. He used to be somebody's hero. The road in your suit and tie, it was your hobby just to go for a drive, to visit old friends and acquaintances, surprised when you both were alive. How that Henry Gordet was the best man he met, how he shook the whole company when he retired back then. He used to be somebody's hero. Now you're living in a world on the hill, you know, at a social that only you see. Sometimes you start laughing and you whisper about the things friends are saying to me. Your old man was a wonder, sometimes he went under, while he always got up. Now we can give it a rest. He used to be somebody's hero. Dancing with Russians, you're fighting old Prussians, you're loving French women, and you're tasting new wine. You'll always be somebody's hero.
Eddie, once again, it was great to have you on Conducting Conversation. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for being the longest-term guest on Conducting Conversations.
Do I have a medal?
I think I have to have a medal for you the next time.
Okay, next time I want a medal.
All right. Now, you were here. You actually wrote a song for my 500th show a few years ago. So we're going to be working on 750 pretty soon.
Well, that sounds perfect.
That might be a tougher song to write.
Oh, I'll come up with something.
Okay. All right. What are we going to go out with here?
Well, we were talking about influences, and in my family, my Uncle Ray was kind of the rock star of our family. He was the youngest. He was a wild child growing up. He was in Japan in the military, and we just thought he was like the Frank Sinatra of our
family. This was your father's brother?
My father's brother.
Okay.
And he was also my godfather.
Oh.
And but as a little boy, I just thought he and my aunt Doris were just the greatest in the whole world. I still think they're the greatest in the whole world. But I wrote a song when he passed away, and I realized now how influenced I was by the Clancys, especially Bobby Clancy's. He had a lot of spoken word things that he did, poetry and recitations. Mm-hmm. And this song is heavily influenced by Bobby.
All right. Well, said Eddie, once again, thanks for being here, and we'll go out with Uncle Ray.
My last uncle died today, a mass of old age artifice. His fingers gnarled and bony, his teeth were loose and yellow, and only a few strands of hair were falling from his raw skin. His temples scarred from the war. It happened so long ago, I wasn't even born. And no thought of me would run through his mind until 10 years later, as I ran through his legs on Christmas morning. His shining steel teeth, his muscles bulging, a laugh like warm rain on a summer's day. You could swim in his humor, and no remark ever went uncontested. He soaked up his days, begging for the sun to burn him some more on the beach, on the blanket, on the wave where he traveled, his arms outstretched, surfing like Superman. And then he would chase me through the sand dunes and carry me back to the blanket when the sand got too hot for my feet.
turn down the oxygen. The monitors are silent. The nurses walked away. But your eyes are still aglow and there's still a grin you're bearing with a question for the asking. I'm still waiting for the answer. Still waiting for the answer. Still waiting. You have a story yet to tell. They turn down the oxygen. The monitors are silent. The nurses walked away. But your eyes are still aglow and there's still a grin you're bearing with a question for the asking. I'm still waiting for the answer. Still waiting for the answer. Still waiting. You have a story yet to tell.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.